USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The stock market fell sharply a day after the Fed's 0.75% rate increase. The NASDAQ fell 4.1%, its worst close since September of 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. Hedge fund manager Stanley Druckenmiller at the 2022 Sond Investment Conference.
And I'm pretty strongly assume we're going to have a recession sometime in 23. I just don't know whether it's going to be in the early part or the later part. And again, it's a guess. It's not a fact.
A third American is missing in Ukraine. U.S. Marine veteran Grady Kirpicey was living in Wilmington, North Carolina before leaving for Ukraine in March, according to his wife and friends. Basketball's Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years overnight, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government jumps into the speech regulation business in America.
Vice President Kamala Harris and administration officials launched a task force dedicated to fighting online harassment and abuse.
For the first time, cyber exploitation victims can sue their abusers in federal civil court. This is progress.
The task force will address several issues, including prevention of online abuse and services for people who are targeted. It is scheduled to issue recommendations for the federal government and private companies in 180 days. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Three people were shot, two fatally, inside of Vestavia Hills, Alabama church on Thursday evening. Police are reporting a suspect was taken into custody. Kelly Hedlow, a spokesperson from the church.
We are praying for healing and safety for all of those that have been impacted and affected.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The mostly partisan January 6th made-for-TV show continues to inculcate the American people, at least the ones that have never seen this level of propaganda. Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia says the American people can see right through this facade, as this is a rerun of the Trump-Russia collusion that was proven to be the big lie.
You know who they don't interview and they aren't having transcripts and they're not showing their interviews? They're not showing Ray Epps. Where is Ray Epps and why didn't I see him in the D.C. jail when he's one of the people that was clearly part of the effort to send people into the Capitol? And then another thing I want to know is why don't we find out about why the National Guard wasn't brought in to guard the Capitol? That was my third day on the job. I couldn't even find the bathrooms in the Capitol building because I didn't know my way around. And I was shocked when that happened. I don't know why Nancy Pelosi didn't bring in the National Guard when so many people had requested it. But as for Adam Schiff, well, he's always creating a story that's not real. And we've already been through it with the Russian hoax. And the American people are so sick and tired of it.
The clock is ticking for Voyager space vehicles 1 and 2. Voyager 1 has gone further than any other man-made vehicle in human history. But NASA says they're soon going to run out of power. Both Voyager vehicles are expected to completely run out of power by 2025 after 45 years of service. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.